We had technical difficulties.
Again.
Not because of us. I'm just going to say that, not because of us. But thank you for hanging in with us. We are Sensing Spirit with Kristen and Kimmy. I am Kimmy. This is my girl, Kristen. And we have another good one for you today.
Oh, yes, we do. We do.
Every day.
Yes.
Every day. But as always, we want to know what's in your cup. So leave your comments below. And Kristen, let us know what you're drinking. I know what I want to be drinking after what we just had. Did you guys see that orb that just went across my face? That's how pissed I am.
For real. I mean, I'm right there with you.
Okay.
I'm so glad you said that you would do the opener, because I'd have been like, welcome to Sensing Spirit with Kristen and Kimmy. Hey, Terry. And Julie says that she can hear us, but she can't see us. Hi, Tammy.
What?
Yeah, I don't.
What do you mean?
I don't know what's up with that. Well, there was a bit of a lag there. It was an issue with the platform, and
not us.
Yeah, no. Hi, Diana, and Jose Joe has wine from a box that's red. And oh, Tammy says she can see us. Thank you for letting us know.
Yay! Wine from a box. Which kind of wine?
It's red.
That sounds good. What kind of wine? No, but I mean, like, specific.
I know. Terry says she has red coffee.
All right. Okay. What kind of coffee? Come on, people. Get specific.
Oh, my God. This is not class.
My girl Terry last week. Cola.
Yeah, cola.
What?
Pop.
What are you drinking, Kristen?
I have got lemon seltzer. No, not lemon. It's lime. I'm sorry.
So it's all good. It's all good. So I will see your lime seltzer and raise you a citrus green tea from AHA.
Oh.
So, and I got the correct cup this time, the correct cup. So I'm not drinking to myself looking, you know, really conceited. I'm drinking to Kristen.
Oh, I'm so sad I didn't and grab that cup.
And for any of you out there who remember B2K, AHA. They had a song named AHA. So every time I see this, I'm thinking of AHA.
Like Take Me On? Or Take On Me? Take On Me is the name.
No,
of it, right?
B2K was a like a boy band in like the early mid 90s. Not 90s, good God. 2000s. Anyway, Omarion. Anyway,
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Moving forward. No, it's okay. Moving on. Anybody else know who B2K is?
Yeah, let us know down there. So Jose Joe says it's a red blend, a Boda box. Those are the best because they're super cheap and there's like four bottles of wine in the entire box. Fantastic. And Carol says, wait for it. Watermelon wine is back in season. But hers has frozen strawberries in it.
Oh, she's trying to get fancy on us.
I know. Tammy says she has water. And, oh, Terry says Folgers Black Silk with Italian sweet cream. Italian sweet cream is my favorite. And Trish has Pinot Grigio. I always struggle with that because I jokingly call it greasy peanut. Because that's what it sounds like.
Awesome. We got some fancy drinkers out there. Yes. Make sure you share this out, please, because there was a delay. Thank you, Facebook.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get into the topic.
From the delay.
No, that was pissing us off. But anyway, so we thought that this would be, it kind of links back to our last episode, and it will also link to next week's episode. So make sure that you tune in next week as well, because that's going to be a really good, I'm going to play show host. I'm really excited about this. I'm going to put my Oprah, Sally, Jesse, Raphael, dating myself, Phil Donahue, Richard Bay type thing, doing all of that. So I'm going to have the cue cards and all that. It's going to be really good. Anyway, so this week we wanted to talk about relationships and spirituality. So there are some of you out there who probably have had maybe lost somebody because of your spirituality, or maybe, you know, your relationship isn't as thick as it used to be, or maybe you don't tell anybody at all about your spirituality. We're going to talk about it all. So, and this is, again, another topic near and dear to my heart. But before we get into it, I don't know if anybody knows, but it's basically our 1 year anniversary today.
It is. It totally is.
Yay.
1 year since our very first episode.
Yeah. We aired on Cinco de Mayo, so that'd be tomorrow. But like our first like post about the show and everything was 1 year ago. So yay to us. Yay, yay to you. You yay guys are our co-host. Yay.
Yeah. Yay to everybody.
So we love you. You have no idea how appreciative we are. Because without you, this wouldn't really be any. And you have the best comments and questions. And thank you so much for rocking out with us. A lot of you were here from the very beginning, so that's awesome. And bring more people, talk about it, give us some ideas about shows that you would like to hear about. And we will definitely put it in the mix. So onto the topic.
Yeah. Well, hang on real quick. I just want to give a shout out to Terry. Yes. Terry, thank you for sharing. And hi, Lavetta. It's great to have you here. And thanks, Julie. Happy anniversary to us. Hey. Okay. So before
I'm trying to get to the comments. So
I know. Before we actually get into the thick of the topic, I would like to present you guys with a poll. So I want to know, if you guys have ever lost a relationship due to your spirituality. So you'll see it sitting out there. Oh, this time, because last time we tried this, I couldn't see the results. And now I can. How awesome is that?
Oh, okay.
So thanks, Facebook. I mean, you took us back a little bit of a step and then you gave us a step.
All right. I'm getting pissed. I can't see comments, but that's okay.
No, that's okay. So we got a little poll up there that says, have you lost a relationship due to your spirituality? And the answers that we have, the results right now are kind of tied between no and yes, they were a friend or a neighbor or coworker. And the other two answers that haven't really been punched in yet were yes, they were family, or yes, they were a romantic connection. And it looks like right now, actually, that a friend, coworker, or neighbor is winning a little bit.
Okay.
So,
and I got comments. Yay. I can see it.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Tammy
so
says she should be having a margarita.
Yeah,
me too.
It's kind of what this tastes like. The lime, but it's good.
I'm not quite sure what mine tastes like. It's a little bit of, you know, I don't know. But anyway, okay, so
I mean, it looks like so far that most people are indicating that it was like a friend, a neighbor, or a coworker that's kind of ducked out. So that makes me happy to hear that our audience hasn't really lost anyone that was, you know, like a family member or mm-hmm. a significant other, something to that effect. But go ahead and get in your answers, because I'm going to close it out in about another minute or so. But Kimmy, why don't you go ahead and tell us about what some of your experiences have been as far as losing people? Have you lost anybody because of your spirituality?
Well, I'll say, being that this is our 1 year anniversary, a family member decided to unfriend me because of this show before it even aired. So they blocked me. and that's okay. That's fine. And again, it did tie into last week, because I was then sent, actually right before I was blocked, this is how I was blocked. I was sent a TikTok that said, you know, a message from an ex psychic, and then blocked. So I couldn't even listen to it and then respond. So I was like, oh, damn, it's like that. Okay. All right. Whatever. You know, I got the I love you and God bless you and all that good stuff. And then block. So I'm like, all right, you know, whatever. Love you. But this is something that's very important to me. And if I have to lose people over it, so be it. I would hope that people would understand, just like I understand their way of life. But you know what? I have such great friends and such great support in the spiritual community that it is what it is. But so that was, you know, based on this show. But I also, in the beginning, when I was really kind of reawakening, even when I was younger, I would get family members, and we won't mention any names or any relationships, who would definitely give me the evil eye. And it is of the devil and all that stuff, even going as far as throwing my stuff away. And I'm like, I will just go back to the library and get more.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, like literally. This stuff is of the devil. And it was really, it was like ESP, like how to, and this is going back when it was ESP. It wasn't even about talking to spirits or anything like that. It was about guessing things and using your intuition. So it was like, this is of the devil. Slam the door. And I'm like, wait a minute. Those are library books.
Oh, yeah,
they're not mine.
Yes, I remember telling that story.
I read and I got them. I'm like, I have to give those books back. But anyway, yeah. So that was like one of my first experiences. But like, it is very disheartening when you're trying to be your authentic self and relaying this wonderful thing that's happening in your life, and you get somebody who really means a lot to you and they don't want to hear it. And I would almost be okay with someone who doesn't want to hear it as opposed to someone who is condescending. And it's okay if they don't believe it, but they look at you like you're out of your mind and then go as far as to laugh at you.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if anyone's ever had that, but the anger that, because it's like, why do you think I would, you know, share this with you, this very sacred, intimate part of me, if it wasn't something that I thought was real or thought that was important, you know? So I've had some not so nice situations with my spirituality, but you know what? I kept it going, which is kind of what we were talking about last week. You know, just because somebody decides that they don't want to do this anymore, good for them. But if it feels right to you, continue.
Yep.
So
it is not your responsibility whatsoever to determine how they are going to react to your spirituality. Not even in the least bit, you know, the things that you believe in. And it was funny because Katrina commented, she said that, and thanks for joining us tonight, Katrina. This is the first time you've joined a live in a long time. And she said that.
Oh my gosh. Can I just say that I was thinking about her yesterday? It was
really
so random. I was thinking about the tarot card. I don't know why it popped into my head. So I'll just throw that out there. I don't know. But I just thought about her last, not in that kind of way, but I thought about she popped into my head. Anyway, go ahead.
But she says that she has a family member who does not believe at all in communications with spirits. And that's, I think that that's kind of common. You know, we sometimes get into our own little bubble being spiritual people and completely forget that there are people out there who haven't had any kind of experiences whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't believe in the spiritual realm. And that's fine. That's great.
Yep.
Actually, I'm going to tell you guys my own story about the first time I decided to like officially come out to a coworker. Yeah, definitely not you, Joe. That's Katrina's husband. And he's definitely, I think he's a rational skeptical or rational skeptic. I'll put it that way. But I was coming out to a coworker and telling her, you know, just so you know, before you find out on Facebook, now that we're friends, hey, Beverly, oh my goodness, it's so good to see you, Bev. I love you. Just so you know, before you find out on Facebook that this is what I'm doing on the side, this is what I also do in my spare time, that I'm a psychic and I am a medium, and I started explaining everything that I do. And she just kind of sat there with this blank stare on her face. And then when I got done with my, it felt like 20-minute long spiel, I just sat there quiet for a second and blinked. And she's like, that's cool. I'm a member of the Temple of Satan.
Oh,
I was like, this is fantastic. not that I operate from satanic energy, but so everyone is clear, I want to make something clear. The Temple of Satan is more of a political sort of movement than it is a religious. They do not believe in a supernatural Satan. So I'm not at all saying like, this is great because I believe in Satan.
She said my drop.
Yeah.
She said my drop.
Yep, my drop for real.
How do we do it?
Yep. But it was just a crazy, like, jaw-dropping sort of reaction that I was not expecting. But it was really, really awesome.
I love it. I will take one of those any day. Then I work, you know what, I don't want to get sued or fired, but because of what I do during the day, my industry that I work in, but we'll just say in the industry that I work in, suit and tie, you know, suit and tie, corporate, all that type of stuff. Like this, man, yoga is like far out for them. So like for so many years, I didn't say anything. And then finally I said, okay, you know, I do Reiki. And then you get the, what is it? Reiki. And I'm like, and it's not like they weren't like they're messing with me. And I'm like,
yeah,
what do you do? Okay. What do you do? Anyway, so, you know, the work environment, you got to definitely know your audience. And
I had no idea.
Thank God I met Armin, yes, in front of the show, because I was like, thank you, Jesus. For the first time in my life, I found someone who understands what I went through. I couldn't talk to anybody about that stuff. In fact, because nobody could understand, I went through a long period of time where I kind of just stuffed it in. And totally lost my abilities for a while, until kind of meeting Armin, and then a bunch of things in my life were going on at the same time that it just like came tumbling in. And it was like, I forgot the what it's called, but basically like when shit hits the fan, what is it? Dark of night or something like that. I forgot what it's called, but I had everything that you can possibly think of happen to me. And then like all of my abilities came right back in with a vengeance. So let us know out there if you've had any situations where you've lost anybody or you were judged because of it or whatever the case may be. Even if you haven't, let us know that as well.
Yeah.
Because I do know that in my development, I have met so many people. And this show is dedicated to those people who unfortunately have like a whole separate life because they can't even tell like their spouses and partners. And I just feel for them. I feel for them because they're not their true authentic self. And if you can't be your true authentic self with the person that you love, like what the hell is life worth living for? Like you should be able to be 100% yourself. And even if they don't agree, they should still love you and say, hey, you know, maybe that's not for me, but I'm okay with you being you.
Yeah.
You don't have to talk about it, but I'm not going to sit there and bash you and talk about you or get an attitude with you. Like I've seen so many people and I just want to like give them a hug and say, I'll support you.
Yeah. Yeah.
We support
sure.
you. I've been there and it's horrible when you can't be yourself. So I'm so grateful that I have support now. And I also want to say for those who have had people who have left them, the poll just popped up. It's asking me to take the poll.
Oh, just now?
Great. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Good old okay. Facebook.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there's also a chance, and don't you ever dare chase somebody for their approval. It's their issue, but there could be a possibility that they will find their way back to you. And that is what happened to me. I had someone who made me upset, you know, also made me sad. And I said, you know what, this is one thing that I guess I can't talk to them about. And so there's other things, like Jamie was saying, there's other things that I can connect with them. But years later, that person had an experience of their own and does not think I'm as crazy as they thought I was. So now, yeah, so now we have this that we can connect to, and that means a lot, probably more than that person will ever know. But don't lose faith, but don't chase. If it's meant to be, it'll come back around. And if it's not, but this life is worth it for you, just know that you will find your tribe and you will get support, whether it be with family or friends or with us, because we're here too.
Yeah.
Especially with Beyond Sensing Spirit with Kristen and Kimmy.
Yeah.
Join that.
Yes. Okay, let me just throw that out so I can find it.
Yeah. So, whether you're a psychic, a medium, an empath, or a witch, or a healer, whatever it is, we're all in the same situation. You know, we're just trying to live our lives and do what, you know, our path is calling for. So,
yeah. So, I mean, Tammy says that family support is important, and it absolutely is. And Terry said that most of her coworkers, they're cool with it, but she can't really talk about development being where she works. And that's completely understandable. It happens. Tammy says that her son, who is 19, who has the same abilities, was open. And we talked about so much. Right now in his life, he doesn't want to talk about it. And sometimes that happens, you know, where if you're at a point in your development or even recognition of, you know, this is who I am. There's this stage of acceptance that has to happen. So, but like before you're able to discuss it with other people, you have to be okay with who you are at your core in order to start discussing it with people, which actually brings us to our next poll. We want to know, when it comes to discussing your spirituality, do you keep it to yourself? Do you tell anyone who will listen? Do you wait for someone else to bring up the topic? Or do you keep it to your inner circle? And I guess I've been on all spectrums of that.
Yep, me too.
I mean, I choose usually to be very quiet about it. I don't bring it up. I don't just randomly tell people that this is who I am, this is what I do, because being a psychic and a medium does not define me. There are plenty of other facets to my personality that people can get to know before I just blurt out, oh, I talk to dead people. I get information from the spiritual realm. Because that's, to me, that's kind of like egotistical. You know what I mean? That's operating in an entirely different space from a different energy that I don't want any part of. Whenever I'm in that space working as a psychic and a medium, the ego gets checked at the door. I have nothing to do with it. So if I introduce myself to someone, I'm going to be like, oh, hi, my name is Kristen. I work in IT. You know, I'm not going to tell people that that's what I do. Like that's part of who I am, because there are plenty of other parts of me and who I am. But if I step into a class with some people, obviously that's going to be a given. They're going to know. They're going to know that that's what I do. Or if I'm out giving readings somewhere and someone that I know stops in, oh, hey, this is kind of awkward, but yeah, here we are together. Isn't this fun?
I like to read the room. I like to read the room. Who am I around?
Yeah.
But I wanted to real quick go back to Tammy's comment, because I too have a son who's 20. And there was a time where we could talk about these things. But certain times in his life, and obviously I understand, I was a teenager too. So I get it. Like, you have so many other things, and being a medium or sitting in meditation isn't what's popping right now. So I get it. And I let him, you know, if he comes to me with something, then I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, let me set this down. Let me get a cup of coffee and let's chat. But it doesn't happen often. But as things in his life start to slow down, I'm sure the spirituality will come back in, because that's what happened with us. You know, like when you're a teenager, there's a point when things were like out of control, but then things kind of slow down. And then you'll see that throughout life, you know, new job, slows down. You get sick, it kind of slows down. Children slows down, or whatever. You know, there's certain times in our lives you'll see that it slows down. And then, did you just call me Jimmy? That's okay. Believe it or not, you're not the first person to call me Jimmy. I get Timmy as well, so it's all good.
I know you're talking about still me. Watching. Don't you even say it, Joseph.
Wait a minute. How much of that wine in the box did you drink? No, I'm just playing. So I get it. I totally get it. But don't worry. You will have that time when you guys can talk about it again. I'm sure there's just a lot of things going on. But I tend to read the room, because if I see that there's somebody who's a yoga nut, I'm like, oh, yeah, let's talk about chakras, baby. You know?
Hi, Ardelia.
Yay, from Germany, Ardelia. Yeah. So like, you know, if I get someone who's into yoga, then I know I could talk about kundalinis and chakras and stuff like that. But I may not be able to talk about mediumship. I got to feel it out, because they may be beginners, or they may be the ones that are just kind of riding the trend right now. They may not be lifelong, you know, yogis. You know, so I kind of feel it out. If I'm going into something for work, I'm probably not going to say anything, because it took me until our show came out before I was like, hey, everybody.
You guys, seriously,
this isn't just for meditation.
Go back and watch the very first episode, just like the first 30 seconds, just to see Kimmy and her going, hey, everyone. It's been like night and day transformation. Night and day transformation. And I'm here for
that. That's because I'm out, baby. I am so out.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Okay, so let me share these results here of the poll. So
yes.
What do people do? It's split between keeping it to yourself and keeping it to your inner circle. And I mean, it's just my personal opinion. I think that's kind of the best way, really, because nobody likes somebody who's pushy, you know? I mean, you can talk about it. Feel free to talk about it. You should be able to talk about it anytime you want to. Mm-hmm. But I've learned in my experience that if you start to get pushy, like, how can you not believe in this? Think about your spiritual journey, right? Your journey. It's called a journey for a reason. Spiritualism.
I feel spirit right now.
Mm-hmm. Because spirituality is not a destination. There is no point B to all this. It's a journey. So if someone else has not had similar experiences, it's just not, like, they're not going to understand. And that's okay. That's okay.
So I'm laughing because I was obnoxious. I was so obnoxious when I first had my reawakening. I was so obnoxious.
I know. Listen,
my friends,
I'm a baby in this spiritual community, but the spiritual community is still mine. And I'm part of it. As much as I don't know about it, I'm still a part of it. But
of course you are.
There's still,
see, my lights agree.
I know. But there's still like this part of spirituality where people who are in it, they are in it. And they can get really pushy about it. That there's a right way, there's a wrong way, there's everybody else's way, there's my way. And if you don't believe in XYZ, I don't care about 1A. If you don't believe in XYZ, you are not a member of this community. You must believe in XYZ. And Tammy said that they had a huge discussion about this at work today. And oh, that's interesting. She's finding that her coworkers have abilities too. That's cool.
Ah, because we freaking, anyone ever saw iRobot? Like when they opened up, like, or any of those movies, it's like they all gravitated towards each other in the dark because we freaking know how to find each other. Do you ever notice that? Like, I was at a party, a birthday party, and I was not, this was not a party filled with like spiritual people. They just weren't. But somehow I sat at the table with the people who were so out there, and I mean out there even for me. And I'm just like, how the hell did I end up with these two people? Like, out of all the people that are here in this party, like, I am with these people. But I also think that if we're so out there, we can turn off people and maybe miss an opportunity to share some really good stuff with them, you know, later on. So familiar way, but I was obnoxious with my family and friends when I first got it because I was so what I call joygasm. I had joygasm.
It's like the wazoo, okay? Into a new relationship and you want to tell everybody about how great your brand new significant other is. And Carol says, think about Carol. The Mormons. Yeah. The Mormons that knock on your door. Some feel that they're pushing their religion onto them, but they honestly feel that they have this right because that's the life that everyone should be living. And I mean, I get it. I don't like it when they come knocking at my door and I tell them I'm an atheist, but it just, it's intrusive, you know, and I get it.
I just pretend no one's home, but.
No, I mean, have you heard about Jesus or Jesus, Jehovah, whatever, whoever it is, I can't remember, but that they're your Lord and Savior and that he's coming back and no thanks, I'm an atheist. And then they say, well, God save your soul. I say, thank you very much. Have a nice day. But I get that. Like, people feel compelled because they believe in something so deeply that they're so rooted in an idea that an alternative is not a possibility. Terry, I am not going to answer that door naked.
I'm sorry.
No.
Terry.
No, that's not
going to
happen.
She just got me out of my character.
Because you know what? That man will decide.
Because the next knock might be police officers. Well, the next knock on the door may be police officers if you answer the door naked, Terry. But thanks for the suggestion.
Or maybe he's going to decide that Jesus isn't for him. And I don't want to be responsible for those sorts of decisions.
So when you're going through this, like me, you know, I was just so excited because I was experiencing all these things and I was getting all these synchronicities and I was like, I was throwing out like, this is what I want. And I was really good at meditating and everything. And then I would get it. And I'm like, oh my God, everybody, did you know that all we had to do was say something? We're sitting here talking, you know, boo-hoo, woe is me. All you have to do is da-da-da. And so I just wanted to shout it out. And I'm like, oh my God, there's so much more to life than we ever knew. And meanwhile, I know that my friends were like, oh God, if this bitch says spiritual or spirit or mediumship or psychic one more time, I'm gonna fucking scream. And I got it. I got it. And I was like, all right, you know what? This is my journey. Mm-hmm. This is my journey. And I'm excited. So I will just have my joygasms privately in my room and just talk to my guides. And because this was in the beginning when people weren't really on Facebook like that. And you didn't have all these groups and stuff. So I didn't really have too many people to talk to. So I just wanted to talk to somebody that understood and you couldn't find anybody. So I was a newbie. I was a little...
That's the thing, though. And Carol says that could be exactly how some people feel when a medium may push themselves onto them. So here's the thing. Mm-hmm. People will never believe in something that makes zero sense to them. People will never believe. I'm going to say that again. People will never believe in something that makes zero sense to them.
Yes, so
if
absolutely.
If it does not resonate with you or the person that you're talking to, pay attention to that dead eye stare. Where they have mentally checked out, they are done with this conversation, they are trying to be polite, or maybe they've just walked away from you. But therein, again, I realize that there's some people who feel called to do that, to preach, almost. Mm-hmm. But if you're seriously in service of spirit, you would recognize that spirit will open up a door for that person to be a believer, to have experiences of their own, to make them a believer in what is actually happening instead of trying to bust open that door. So let their door be where it is. It's fine. It's perfectly fine right where it is. So are their opinions of you. Are you okay?
I'm just saying. These people in the comments are killing me. Katrina said, I pretended to be deaf one time. And then the next time I came back with someone who knew sign language. That is crazy. I'm sorry. You guys are killing me here.
I know. I know.
Oh, my God. But
how it works.
Okay. Yes. I wanted to share. I so badly wanted to share my experiences with somebody just so that I can see if maybe they had it. But I learned that this is for me, this is my journey. And when it's time for me to speak to somebody or to meet somebody, they will come in my life. And that has happened. So there's two parts here. And I'm so glad that you said that, Kristen, like, don't like word vomit your spirituality all over everybody, you know. Wait for them to come to you. Read the room.
Don't even wait for them also to come to you. You just do you. Don't even worry about anybody
else.
No,
I mean, like, if you want to read the room. Like, if someone seems to be a little open and they're genuinely asking you, what do you do? What is your hobby? Whatever, then that's you. That go for it. But I knew that one time saying something to somebody and they were giving me the roll of the eyes and I just wasn't getting, that's all I needed to know, that I will never say this around them again. One, because why would I put myself through that? But two, it's like, why would I allow anybody to take that joy from me? I don't need to give up any of my power or anything to anybody. I can just be happy over here. But also know that if you don't feel like you have any type of support, there are so many other people going through the same exact thing. And now more than ever, especially since 2012, when people started coming out more and kind of finding their spirituality, more and more people are out here now and they're putting themselves out there. And so you can find somebody who's probably gone through something similar, or at least at the very least, you can find a tribe of people who have had at least spiritual experiences that you've shared. So there's so many people out there that you can get support from. Again, our Beyond Sensing Spirit, if you have any questions, if you're going through something spiritual, you have an experience and you're not sure if it's right or if anyone else has ever gone through it, or you have questions, drop them, you know, drop a post. And we have so many people who are so knowledgeable that they'll get right back to you and you're not alone. Yeah. So that's our main message. You're so not alone. Yeah. And chances are so many people have gone through it, because I have.
We will listen.
I have gone through the ups and downs.
Tell us in Beyond Sensing Spirit, like, your victories, the things that you've realized, the stories that you have, your experiences.
Struggles.
Yeah, your struggles. Tell us all about it. That's what we want to hear about in that group, so that it's not private so that it's not public for everybody to see. But yeah, it's a safe place where people who believe that there is something beyond this realm of existence, where we can talk freely and openly without judgment, without harsh criticism. And so Jose Joseph, that one of his friends who does tarot and astrology and teaches both, had someone at a business mixer say, "And people pay you for that?" She knew she was in the wrong group. Yeah, I mean, that can happen. There's skepticism is real. It's real. And I welcome skeptics, because this is honestly my ego that's coming forward and saying this. I welcome skeptics because I welcome an opportunity to make them start thinking that there might be something else to this. Because, like, if you know me as outside of being a psychic and a medium, I am so rational and skeptical and logical that doing what I do would not make sense any other person. I get it.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the reasons why I'm not good at it, I'll be honest, but I do try to keep myself grounded, because there are some people who are so over the top and so out there because they're not grounded, that then the other people out there can't relate to them. So I do try I'm not normal, but I try to be as normal as I possibly can. And I'm okay with that. Like, I try to be able to relay to a bunch of different groups. And so they see that, like you said, well, you know, Kimmy is a pretty honest person. So like, why would she do something like this if she didn't really believe in it? But again, it's not for us to sit there and try to change anybody's mind or anything like that. If they want a reading or whatever, that's, you know, whatever. But don't feel like you have to prove yourself to anybody in order to get their support, because there's so much more out there. And number one, if you're a medium, you have the support of spirit. And honestly, that's all you need. If you're a psychic, you have the support of yourself and your higher self. If you're a healer, it speaks for itself. If you're going out there and you're participating in a healing and you have repeat clients and people say that they feel a change and they're coming back, then that's all you need. Don't ever feel like you have to prove yourself to anybody.
Absolutely.
Nobody.
Well, you know, one of the most horrifying experiences that I've ever had was being forced to come out to a group of people about what it is that I do when I hadn't announced anything. I had kept that completely separate. And it was actually at a fire station when I'm working on something on a computer and one of the crew members said something along the lines of, "Hey, so Kristen, you want to read my palm?" In front of everybody, house full of people. And mortified, I mean, I just kind of stopped what I was doing for a second and looked at him and I said, "I don't read palms."
You son of a bitch. No,
I don't read palms, as if I were lowering myself to that level by reading palms. That was just like my gut instinct, which is not true at all.
Because
like,
they lump everything together. They lump everything. They, you know, it's all same thing like at work when they're like, there was something going on and they needed luck. They're like, "Why don't you do something of that reiki reiki on me?" I'm like, it's not a fucking,
it's not a side
fairy
show.
Dust, you dumbass. It's not fairy dust. That's not what reiki is.
Yeah.
And
it's not a magic trick. It's not an instant fix. And being called out in front of this room of people. And actually I think I handled myself like a boss because
I'm sure you
did. I said,
"I
don't read palms." And he was like, "Oh, well, what do you do then?" Now we start having real conversation. And I start telling him, "I'm a psychic medium. I receive information from the other side. And I get, like, I'm evidential. So I get evidence that there are people or whatever's going on in your life that what's happening is happening or what has happened has happened. And I tell you about it." And he was like, "Okay." And then one of the women on shift chimed in and was like, "You know, I've always been a believer in that kind of stuff." And that was when they started having conversation amongst themselves without me being involved. And I just kept on about doing my work, taking care of my business. I had nothing to do with that conversation at that point.
You'd be surprised how many people actually.
Jose Joe.
What happened? What?
Someone on a podcast, a host, tried to get him to do a mediumship reading for someone who just said that they didn't believe. No. And also, Joe,
you don't have to do a reading.
No, yeah. If you're not prepared, I mean, I have a crystal ball too, but if you're not prepared to do a reading and somebody's putting you on the spot, tell them to go fuck themselves. I'm not a trained pony. This is,
first of all, It's funny because I was going to say that because they will get, you know, skeptics. They will be like, "Well, give me a reading then." First of all, don't feel like you ever have to do a reading to prove yourself to anybody because you don't. Second of all, we're not just, you know what I mean? There's a process, you know, and I'm sure they'll be like, "Oh, because you can't do it." Man, listen, go to my website, purchase a session for an hour, and then I'll let you know. Okay. I will give you a reading, but it's not going to be for free. Okay. Yeah. But there, like at work, now that I've come out and it took me years, and my manager was like, "Okay." And I was like, "Word?" Like, really? Like, this is now, when I first started doing this, I had a different manager and a different job, but I was like, damn, I could have came out a long time ago, because now everyone's cool. And even like today in the meeting, you know, we were having some issues and tech issues. And I'm like, well, let me get my crystal ball out, you know, like, and I can joke around. I can drop these little nuggets, you know, because I'm cool with them and I can, you know, joke around about stuff like that, but not, you know, my previous employer who didn't have a brain anyway. But anyway,
thank you.
So
Kelly.
Yeah, don't feel like you have to.
Hell yes, Kelly. We are keeping it real. Trying to anyways. Maybe one of these episodes we'll do like a...
We do have potty mouths, though.
We do, yeah. We like a do's and don'ts of having a reading with a psychic medium. I don't think we talked about that yet, but maybe for future episodes. So
we bounce around.
Yeah, oh my gosh, we're all over the place. We're super ADD. But Carol brought up a really good... Oh, Ardelia, too. So Ardelia's open with her mediumship. She started last year on Facebook videos, was already giving readings to many, mm-hmm. even had private Muslim clients, which is incredible. That's a really good accomplishment. Yes. And Carol says that people mm-hmm. evolve. She couldn't go to the same school as her best friend because she was Black. Gay people were shunned because of their preferences. Drag queens had to hide their other life. And this too will evolve and be accepted.
Yes, and you know what? I agree.
The only difference I think that we face as psychic mediums that other groups of people, other communities haven't particular. Well, I can't say that. What I was going to say, and this is inaccurate, but what I was going to say is that one of the things that we've faced is the movement of like spiritualism in the 1800s, where it was a magic show, where it was all just for show.
There's a lot of fraud. There was a lot of fraud.
Yes. A lot of fraud. And there's still a lot of fraud out there. A lot of fraud. Mm-hmm. In like the Black community, if you're not 100% Black, you're not Black. You know, like there are people who think mm-hmm. that way. If you're not 100% gay, if you fall anywhere in the spectrum, then you do not belong in the LGBTQ+ whatever it is community. I'm not trying to be disrespectful, just trying to be inclusive here. But if you're not all in to any of these communities, people automatically assume who are diehard members of these communities that you do not belong. Mm-hmm. And that is wrong. That is wrong. But you should. People can be gay for pay. I was going to say that you can't pay someone to be Black. You can't pay someone to be gay, but you can. And you can pay someone to be a psychic medium, right?
But well, that's a whole other subject too.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Meaning this is just because it's something that we love and something that we do in a gift or a talent doesn't mean that we can't make a living. Like, what are we supposed to be on the streets while doing it? Like every other person is able to make a living doing being a lawyer. Okay, you like to argue with people, you get paid for that. You know what I mean? Like, or being a doctor or
you
any
ask somebody
other
to come and
profession.
And be a plumber in your house for free. I mean,
Terry. You guys are killing me today. but
we're definitely having some interesting side conversations here.
I love it. I love you guys so much. You guys are so hilarious. So has anybody had have you been disowned? Because I know that we're talking about a lot of, spouses or significant others or coworkers or friends, but has anybody in our, Facebook Live, on the podcast, or YouTube, let us know if you've actually been disowned, like legitly, like you're not my family member anymore. I thankfully haven't heard anybody yet, but I'd be curious and it'd be quite unfortunate, but you do have a bunch of us who are here to support you, but I'm just curious if you've had that. I haven't had it, but it definitely was. I had to kind of shut down that side of me when around certain people. I guess technically I did because a family member was like, see ya. And so I haven't spoken to that person ever since. So I guess technically, yes. But in this profession, in this way of life, whether you're doing it professionally or if you're just doing it because it's just who you are, or if you just do it on the side or in your own home, whatever it is. I totally forgot what I was going to say. I was going through so much. What was I going to say?
Well, Jose Joseph, he wonders how his parents would have been reacted or would have reacted. But he started exploring this well after they both had passed on. And I think that that's a very natural kind of, you know, question, thought process. Because I know that I've told the story previously on the show, but I'll tell it again real quick. That my grandmother once asked me, what is it that you do with this psychic thing, this business? I don't really understand this. And the only way I could think to like relate it to her, because she was very religious, very Catholic, was I said, you know how when you pray, sometimes you hear an answer? And she said, yeah. I said, that's exactly what I do. And she says, oh, that takes practice. I said, yeah, it does. And she says, well, I don't believe in it, but that's okay. 96 years old at the time, bless her heart. She didn't believe. She didn't believe in what it is that I do. But she's passed on since then. But she doesn't believe or didn't believe at the time what I do. But strangely enough, she keeps popping up and intruding in my readings. So you didn't believe
in it,
because
a lot of people who didn't believe in it when they were alive will come back in readings to say, oops, my bad.
Like she takes over.
So yes. Yes. And I will, I do remember what I was going to say. In this way of life, I want to say way of life because you don't have to do it as a professional. This, you know, we choose to do it as a professional because we want to be able to go out and help other people, but you can use your spirituality just for yourself or just for your loved ones, whatever it is. But know that there may come a time when you may lose people. And I don't find that to be sad anymore. And it's something that I always heard, and I didn't understand it until it actually happened to me. But you know what? That negativity is no longer in my life anymore. And I can fully focus on this and my lifestyle because now I'm only surrounded by people who support me. And it's amazing. And you never realize the dead weight that negativity, you know, we talk about psychic vampires or people, you know, sending you negative energy. Well, once they're gone, block party, like seriously, because now I don't even have that what if, what are they thinking about, you know, whatever. Bye. You know, like I know that what I'm doing is of good, and sorry for you that you couldn't see it. But I'm okay with their decision because they didn't have the experiences that I had.
Right.
Had they had the experiences that I had, then they would probably think a different way. Yeah. And that's what I was kind of saying before with a relationship who, you know, was kind of heartbreaking. But when they had their first spiritual experience, all of the looks and little muttering under their tongues and all that was completely gone. And then we were able to connect. So you can't be mad at somebody who has never had an experience. They don't know what they don't know. So send them on their way with love and then keep walking your path.
Yep. Joseph's death is as much a part of life as living, which is absolutely true. And even if it's just a metaphorical death, in the sense that you are no longer serving me and you have to exit my life now, that to me is something that I can relate to. I've done that so many times.
Joe?
I think that was a late comment. So an IPA is a drink.
No, okay. Oh, because he said I moved on to the unicorn farm, and I'm like, what?
No, don't let him interrupt you. But there's kind of like a cleansing that can happen, whether someone is still here or not, where you can say, I choose to disconnect you from my being, from my energy, whatever, so that you can start over or continue on the path that you're on. There's always something to be learned from coming into contact mm-hmm. with someone whose energy is different than yours. And that's all that this is about, is coming in contact with as many different energies that are different than yours as possible. That's what makes this line of work so fantastic and so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's like receiving the death card in a tarot reading. You know, it mm-hmm. literally is rebirth. Every single day Absolutely. Is an opportunity for rebirth.
So many people think that card is negative. It's really not.
No.
It's rebirth, starting over. Cut them cords, okay? If somebody doesn't want to be in your life because of this, cut the cord and let them watch how freaking fabulous you are from afar, okay? Mm-hmm. Send them on their way with love.
Yep.
You don't have to be negative.
Nope.
And just go on your way. Have the joygasms as much as you want, okay?
Yes.
Have them, damn it. Okay.
Yes.
And the people who are meant to be in your life will find you. There is definitely support out there. There's more support now more than ever. And we are definitely a source of that. And my lights agree. and we freaking love you. Damn
yes,
it.
We do.
Happy anniversary to us.
Yay. Happy anniversary. I love you, Kimmy.
Thank you too, Kristen.
Yay. Thank you guys so very much for being here with us tonight. I feel like this was an incredible episode. Lots of great feedback. I appreciate you guys enduring the technical difficulties in the beginning there and indulging us.
We love you guys.
Yeah, we love you guys so, so much. One whole year of doing what we're doing. And it's all because of every single one of you out there watching and interacting with us and listening.
And listening.
Yes. We appreciate you all so
Absolutely.
Much. Thank you, guys. I hope you all have a fantastic evening. Stay safe.
Don't party too much on Cinco de Mayo. Actually, party. Love you guys.